RJ of the Year, Desha Oberoi.
Good morning, Dr. Shubhangi. You don't sound very happy this morning. Your message said you wanted to speak about your daughter.
Coincidentally, today, the 7th of September, is the last time we saw Arundhati alive.
How did she pass away?
It was a road accident. She was a pillion rider. She was wearing a helmet. I've seen that road. It was a dirty, dirty, small road. It wasn't a road at all. I've had people, close friends, family members. I have lost some people I cared about dearly on the road. And when this happened to Aru, we just knew we had to do something. It's pointless just sitting and cursing the government, the people.
Yes.
Go to the pothole just outside your house. Call somebody. You can call Arundhati Foundation and we'll be there. We'll help you fill that pothole. My daughter would have done so much. So much for, because she was a doctor and she was absolutely brilliant. Not just that, she was a fantastic human being, you know, who was really very, very socially conscious. And you know what, Disha? One thing she was scared of was road accidents.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Disha.
Please, if I can give you any strength from across the phone, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Doc, your call has ignited lots of reactions across the city.
Disha, good morning. I'm trying to locate the potholes, but before that, please show me where's the road.
BBMP is making a complete mockery of the system and of us.
I'm driving the car. The road is completely dirty. The car is not driving. The whole public is BBMP.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank BBMP for using our roads for rainwater harvesting.
What's up, BBMP? Is all this bouncing off deaf ears? This is the Garden City of India. You look on top, there are flowers. You look below, there are potholes.
Parallel to Brenton Road, there's a Primrose Road. Yeah, if you can walk down there, you'll find almost 1,000 potholes there itself.
And I think so, I've already crossed not less than 70 to 80 potholes.
1 or 2 meters long, probably a car can fit in that.
30 to 40 centimeters deep, and the area it covers is about half a kilometer.
I don't know how these people are coming to a conclusion, whether there is any standards for staying one hole in a pothole.
The road is used by school buses of our Energy Minister, D. Keshav Kumar. You can imagine the other roads.
You know, I'm going to do this. I declare an open challenge to the government body that is responsible for our roads. Bruhat Bengaluru Mahanagara Palike, also known as BBMP.
Red FM Pothole Challenge.
Yeah, because if you aren't going to fix our roads, we are forced to.
Hey, good morning. This is Pratap. I heard about the show that you've been driving about potholes. It's a great initiative. So we would like to take up this challenge to fix up potholes of Bangalore to be, you know, ensure for a lot of safe travel.
Pratap, also known as Pothole Raja, he told me, Disha, it takes about 2,500 rupees to fill a mid-sized pothole.
So within about 20 minutes or so, we can actually fix a pothole using cold asphalt. You know, if you see these contractors, they will get lorries of
yes.
hot mix. You'll have road rollers, you'll have pavers, and
yes.
also 20 people stopping traffic. Why do we need all those things for a pothole fix is my question. And there's a lot of research about it. Then we arrived at the model of using cold asphalt. And this actually is a storable, long-duration cold mix, which means you can keep this as a 50 kg bag in your car seat and in the key of your car and carry around, and you see a pothole, you just stop over, clean the pothole, just pour this and just run over your car twice and fix the pothole, and that stays for a year plus.
Oh, Pratap, guess what? We are not alone.
You know, I want to contribute to at least fixing up one pothole. Can you tell me how to do that?
Hey, Disha, you know what I'll do? I'll try and talk to my management in office today and see if each person in the office, all the employees, can contribute a little bit of money.
We want to contribute towards 4 potholes being fixed in the city.
This is the spirit of the most cosmopolitan city in India, not just individuals. I have corporates coming on board as well.
Hi, we are from Bangalore.
Social work bahut acha lag raha
hai. Hamara sher acha rahe to hum acha rahenge.
I am a research analyst at Infrag Bioscience Private Limited, and we thought we could try filling potholes of Bengaluru as one of our CSR activity.
This is Sanjay. I am the CTO of Quicksilver Solutions. Both extend financial support as well as volunteer help to fill the potholes.
Oh, there's a school who says, hey, we'll school you on how to do this.
We, as teachers and staff of the Brigade Corps, would join hands with Red FM and volunteer ourselves as a gift to the beloved city Bangalore to fill the potholes.
Oh, guess what? I have a traffic cop who's having to do BBMP's job. ACP Jagdish, what's going on?
I'm actually exactly near this GG Palya Junction.
There was huge potholes are there. Our traffic people, our police constables will filling the those potholes to ensure smooth flow of traffic.
Sir, but filling potholes is not technically Bangalore Traffic Police's job, right?
It is not our job. BVMP has to look after. We are going to request the people who carry any powder, ready mixer, we will stop those vehicles to help us to fill up the potholes and all. We are requesting those people. They also agree.
Joining the party is the General Manager of Canara Bank, Mr. Chinivar.
First of all, let me compliment you for running this pothole filling up campaign. Canara Bank will sponsor about 100 potholes. They have a special equipment imported from US, American Road Technology Solutions Private Limited, which fills a pothole in just 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Did you say 3 minutes? Then why isn't BBMP doing it? It's their job.
Why isn't the government yet shamed into moving and doing something about it?
It has to be taken care of by the government and not the people. We have enough, we have been giving enough money to them. That's it.
I want to know what BBMP is doing. I have not heard anything from either BBMP commissioner.
It seems like the citizens seem to be literally running the city by themselves anyway. Why do we really need the BBMP for them?
Hi, Disha. Do you really think BBMP will be feeling ashamed?
These kind of things has to be done by BBMP.
Correct, sir. But sometimes you have to make a little noise, not?
Noise, you name them and shame them, they'll do it. Tax there, so Baba ji ka tullu to nahi dena padega na.
Red FM Pothole Challenge.
So last evening, I got a call. There was a man on the other line. He has invited himself on my show, in my studio, and is sitting right here in front of me.
Good morning, Bangalore. I am Manjunath Prasad, the Commissioner, BBMP.
We've been hoping somebody from BBMP responds. Have you been listening to everything all us Bangaloreans have been talking about?
Yeah. I heard about the Red FM pothole challenge and your concerns. The photos which you have sent to Red FM will be checked by BBMP at the earliest. Now we are taking in a very big way this concrete roads. Almost the entire outer ring road, we are making it concrete. 1,000 crores will be spent in the next few months. 1 month the work will start and will go for the next 1 year. See, such a high quality roads, if we do it, then the question of potholes don't arise. And the change you will see in the next 6 months, Bangalore roads will have a new look. And I can assure you that you will really, watch for my words.
Mr. Manjunath Prasad, you have given us a timeline saying 6 months, beautiful roads in Bangalore.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the next 1 week to maximum 10 days, we'll ensure that all potholes are filled and all roads in Bangalore, they are restored.
You said in 10 days, it'll all be done. You've thrown us out of the challenge. It's going to be a premature end to our Red FM pothole challenge.
So this yesterday night it has started, and this night it will go on till all the potholes in Bangalore all filled. I have a maximum outer limit of maximum 10 days. Before that, I'll ensure that each and every road is addressed.
In 10 days, every road in Bangalore, this exploding city, will be addressed.
Yes, we will do it.
In that case, Mr. Manjunath, we'll start following up on your work tomorrow morning live from the streets of Bangalore City. It's a new day, it's a new beginning. I woke up with a big, huge smile on my face. BBMP Commissioner Mr. Manjunath has confirmed 10 days, all the potholes in Bangalore will be fixed. This is the first morning. Let's see if work has begun. Yes or no? Send me a message, 9880935935. Let's hear it.
I could see from BBMP people working near this Shule Circle.
My drive was excellent. I mean, I took so long to even type the message because I didn't have time to talk.
From Chalukya to Windsor Manor, it's been filled. I am definitely seeing a big change around me.
Construction of the road has begun and BBMP has really taken this work seriously.
Yeah, in the morning there was potholes when I sent you all the pictures, and when I came in the evening, all the potholes are filled.
Greatest initiative that's been done in Bangalore,
and whatever that is being completed, and I see the BBMP people working there.
Oh, they have really taken it seriously. You said 10 days, right?
10 days, yes.
Oh, I think it'll be 4 days.
That, for you ladies and gentlemen, is the thriving metropolis of Bangalore, the IT capital, the pub capital, the biker capital, the garden city, the Silicon Valley, and now the to-be pothole-free city, Nama Bengaluru.